We begin on the 4th of June 1993, when a developer called Silicon and Synapse released a game called Rock'n'Roll Racing on the Super Nintendo, followed by a Genesis version the following year. It was one of the first games to feature a licensed soundtrack which included some big names, such as Black Sabbath and Deep Purple, to name a few. Silicon and Synapse went on to become Blizzard Entertainment in 1994. A sequel of sorts was released on the 26th of December 1997 for PlayStation, called Red Asphalt. We'll be ignoring this part of the series history since it was nothing like the original and really wasn't a very good game. So how do you advance? The course is divided into steps. At each step, you need to type and run some code. Here we're told to run 1 plus 2, so let's do that. Each time you complete a step, more text is revealed, and you can start on the next step. Once you complete all the steps on a page, you can move on to the next page, and so on and so forth. After you complete the first few pages, you'll unlock the editor. This is where you can type in longer complete programs and run them all at once.